This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so when Debbie Monterey from the KMOX newsroom was driving into work today.
The early bird out getting the worm.
Hi, my mic's not.
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
When you drove into work, there was mail on the street? Like just...
everywhere.
So... the post office dropped a bunch of mail on the street?
I'm going to assume. Okay, so for people who are trying to picture this, I'm driving down 14th toward Enterprise Center. And right at 14th and Clark, there are always a ton of mail trucks because the headquarters is just
right there
on the other side of Enterprise Center.
I think all of our mail goes through there
right
at some point.
Yeah, and so usually at that hour of the day, the only people on the road are me, mail trucks, and drunks coming home from the bars.
Yeah.
That's it.
And so, and I'm usually, you know, I'm not asleep, but you know, it's 4 a.m, so I'm just driving in, you know how you do. And I get towards the light, I'm like, what is, at first I thought maybe somebody knocked over a garbage can, but then I realized this is mail. And as I started looking around, there was tons of it. And those bins, those sort of kind of white
Corrugated
bins that they use for the mail. There were a couple of them smashed in the street and just
what?
Some piles, like pretty significant piles, and then just mail scattered everywhere. So I just stopped my car because there's nobody else on the road and I just started videotaping it. And then I didn't know what to do because obviously you can't call the post office at 4 a.m. No one's answering the phone.
Right.
So I called 911 and no one answered the phone. I thought, I don't know if I should call the police, but somebody needs to get this mail off the street and it's not my job. What am I going to do? So anyway, I tried 911 a couple times and then I tried the non-emergency number when I got to the newsroom. And then I was trying to find a number for the post office. But then fortunately, Frank Ladd came in a couple minutes later and he said, oh, they're cleaning up a bunch of mail in the street. And I thought, oh, good.
Okay.
Somebody's cleaning it up. Thank goodness. Because it just disturbed me to see all that mail sitting in the road.
And are you, this is a question that maybe we should get to the bottom of. Do you know if you're allowed to touch mail that's not yours? Is it a federal offense to clean it up if it's left on the street?
Probably. I mean, it's not in somebody's mailbox, right?
So
it's on
maybe
the
not.
Street.
Here's my question. So was it...
did it fall off the truck?
Outgoing mail that was all the same, or was it incoming mail that was different?
It looked like a variety. It didn't look like one uniform type of mail. But it was, yeah, some of it was in piles. Like some of it had just fallen out of a box. And then some of it was just scattered everywhere.
So,
I don't know how many, but I would say hundreds of pieces of mail.
So we haven't gotten to the bottom of how that happened, why it happened. Did it fall off a truck? Was a door left open?
I called the post office and the person who answered said, had no idea what I was talking about. I said, hello. I'm calling because there was a bunch of mail in the middle of the street on 14th and Clark, and I'm calling to find out why. And she said, what? And I said, this morning, about 4 a.m., there was a bunch of mail in the middle of the street, and your people came and picked it up, and I'm just trying to find out what happened. And she said, I'll have to call our corporate office and have someone call
corporate
you
office.
Back.
The post office has got
I'm
a corporate
like,
office.
Yeah, the corporate office is going to know, sure. And then I never heard back.
So is it possible that this is like that person who was delivering for Amazon and didn't want to finish the route and just threw all the packages down a ravine?
I don't think...
about a year or two ago?
I don't think so, because...
on the East Coast?
It seemed like it was probably... my theory, and I'm guessing here, is that it probably fell off a truck because... it didn't look like stuff that was being delivered by a postal carrier. It looked like stuff that was getting trucked somewhere
so
else.
Yeah, so it was a truck of mail. Now, here's the thing. I do know something about mail because in politics, we send a lot of mail out. So when you do a bulk mail package, they've got to be bundled in a certain number, the same zip code, and then you put them into bags usually, and you tag them. So it could have been somebody dropping off mail that it fell off of. It wasn't, not necessarily have been the post office itself that lost the mail. It could have been somebody who was delivering mail to the post office.
Yeah, that is possible.
It's possible.
The post office only gave a statement like later. Rennie Knott from Channel 5, I posted it on my Facebook page and he's like, could we use that video? Because we're radio, so I didn't have anything that I could do with this video until I got something back from a statement from the Postal Service, right? Because otherwise it's like, hey, my news story is I found some mail in the street. So I said, sure, go ahead and use it. And so they eventually, I guess yesterday afternoon, got a statement that said something along the, not explaining what happened, but just saying it's our intention to get every piece of mail to, you know, where it goes, blah, blah, blah.
Can I blame the fact that I've not done my taxes yet on this?
Sure.
That's actually not true. I did. I did do my taxes. I did them on time, too.
Good for you.
And I unfortunately did mine, too, and I owed everybody a lot of money, and it was very depressing.
It's
very
awful. Depressing. I'm going to say this. I still have the most faith in the Postal Service. I think the fact that we have the Postal Service is incredible.
I'm a fan. I'm
a huge fan.
I am not a person who rips on the post office, although the service has declined, but I don't necessarily blame them. I blame the way it's being run at the top, and I do have my conspiracy theory is that they're purposely making it look bad so that they can privatize it, which I am opposed to.
I think that's exactly what they would like to do.
My dear elderly mother, while she was still living on her own, was befriended by the mailman, Dennis. And Dennis would stop by and visit with her and cure her loneliness. When she was hospitalized, he came and visited. He came to the funeral. So I'm a big fan of the post office.
Same.
Thanks, Dennis.
I love the post office.
And no, not to rip on UPS because I love them, but I had to go to the UPS store yesterday to drop some stuff off. And my daughter had inadvertently ordered something from Old Navy and shipped it to me instead of to her and in Chicago. So I went to the UPS store to say, hey, I need to forward this. It was $16 to send a tiny little package. But yeah, I thought that is outrageous. I could have sent it for much cheaper with the Postal Service.
Most of the problems I've had with any sort of delivery have either been UPS or FedEx. I rarely have problems with the post office.
Yeah,
rarely.
I generally don't either, although I know people love to rip on the Postal Service. But yes, it was disturbing when I came upon all of that mail because I don't know, there's something sacred about the mail, you know, like nobody should mess with your mail.
You give them 75 cents and they take a letter across the country for you in 3 days.
Is it 75 cents now?
Yeah, it's like 71, 72.
I don't either. I buy the forever stamps.
Well, I think that's the only thing you can buy now. Yeah, which is handy, but also kind of, you know, secretly evil because you never know how much you're paying. I just go into the post office and I go, what cute stamps do you have this time?
73 cents.
Oh, 73 okay.
cents.
You give the post office 73 cents to take an envelope across the country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And they'll get it there in 3 days.
You can't even get a drink for that. A Coke.
Right.
Can't get anything for that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for getting to the bottom of this.
I didn't really get to the bottom of it. It's still a mystery.
I think it's hilarious, though. I think it is pretty funny. It's like, there's my mail.
There are like 3,000 views of my video on my page, and I have no idea. Channel 5 posted it. I'm sure it has a ton more. And then I just got a note from Fox 2. Could we use your video? So it's a 15-second video that
it's a mystery.
I wish I was getting paid for every view.
It's an absolute mystery.
Well, thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Oh, thank you. You know, at 4 a.m, you see a lot of really interesting things and when you're driving in.
You know, I know a couple of postal carriers. I'm gonna ask them what happened.
You've got mail.
That's different.
Yes.
That's the dial-up.
Yes.
Remember the dial-up?
Oh, I did. I had it. The AOL.
You had to unplug the phone. You had to plug it into the computer.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
You ever try explaining that to kids?
No.
They just look at you like you're crazy. Yeah.
I explain nothing to children. Debbie Monterey from the KMOX newsroom. You're the best.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.